What was going through your mind getting picked by the Cardinals?
I was excited, you know, when I got the call. So I was 602 knowing coming in, and you know, I wanted to jump for joy, but you know, I kept the call.
Did this kind of what you were hoping for, expected? How would you describe it?
You know, I just wanted to put myself in the best position possible to be picked. You know, I know I talked to Larry. I know he, you know, wanted me there, but you know, you never know how this draft is going to go. And, you know, I'm just excited that I get the chance to play and to be with Arizona Cardinals.
What was it like when you took your visit here? What kind of feeling did you get when you visited Tempe?
You know, it was a good, you know, a good place to be. The coaches loved me there. And for the most part, they just wanted to see how I was, you know, being a man and how can I, you know, be the person, be a better person down there, and learn.
Coach Wisenhunt said they asked you some pretty blunt questions about, you know, the trouble at Notre Dame, and they were impressed by your honest answers. Can you give us an idea what you told them?
You know, I just basically told them, you know, it was a bad decision. You know, I learned from it, and I moved on, and I know I can't be like every other college student, just, you know, doing whatever they, what a college student does. Because, you know, the spotlight's on me. So, I mean, that's basically what he said and what I said. And he wanted to see, you know, if I made any improvements since that time, and I had. And, you know, I moved on.
What goes through your mind when you think about being able to play with a guy like Larry Fitzgerald?
You know, it's exciting. Just knowing that, you know, he's on the opposite side of me. You know, one of the best receivers in the game. And, you know, it's a good learning experience for me. So, you know, when I get down there, I'll be able to learn from, you know, one of the best.
How long have you known him, and how well do you know him?
I've been knowing him since high school. And, you know, we text back and forth, you know, whenever I, you know, need some advice or anything like that. You know, he's there to, you know, that I can contact.
What did it mean to you to have him want you here so badly?
It's great. You know, he's a good mentor, and it's exciting for me that, you know, one of the best, you know, players in the game in the league now, you know, wants you down on his team.
What do you think about the overall offensive talent on this team?
Well, I don't know too much, but for the most part, you know, I think, you know, they have a lot of weapons, you know, on offense, you know, being with and that early set and Larry Fitzgerald, and you know, I just think they have a lot of weapons, and I believe, you know, Kevin Cobb, you know, great quarterback, and you know, whatever I do to fit in, you know, I'll just try to be productive.
Michael, how did you meet Larry Fitzgerald?
I trained with his trainer back in Minnesota, and I still do. I think that's where I mainly met him at.
I read somewhere that you'd like to pattern your playing style after him. Is that correct? And if so, how do you mean? Besides catching everything that comes to you.
Oh, just being a big play wide receiver. And, you know, in the league now, you got to, you know, beat one-on-one coverage. So, you know, I'm learning a lot from him. And, you know, he's going to make sure that I can be the best player that I can be.
Michael, are your goals to contribute and even start right away from day one?
You know, that's my goal, to do that. You know, I'm going to keep working hard. That's in my arsenal. That's in my head that, you know, I'm a workaholic, and, you know, I'm going to work hard to, you know, to get that position.